Coach, just a tough loss there. You guys were in there for a while, and then there was about a seven-minute stretch where they went on that 20-2 run, and that was just too much to overcome tonight.
You know, when they're a good team like that, you know, we got to make sure we're back on transition, and they were really pounding it on the inside, and we couldn't get a shot to fall, and, you know, we just got to make sure we're attacking the inside, too, to try to get ourselves to the free throw line.
They're a team that, you know, that did beat you guys a lot in transitions. Felt like, especially in that second quarter, was that a little bit of a shock to you guys after you guys had a made basket?
You know, we knew they were going to do that. We just weren't getting back. We weren't getting the ball stopped. We were just letting them drive right by us. We just got to be more focused and really want and play with a lot more heart out there.
Well, that one that really had a big game for you guys was Megan Trout. She ended up, I think, with a career-high 16 points. She battled all night, and she ended up fouling. It took to the final second of the game for her to foul out, but what a night for her once again as she just continues to blossom.
You know, we've really been talking to her since she got hit that one game. Her physicality-ness, you know, just kind of went down, and she was kind of backing off and a little timid. And we kept telling her, I'm like, you're going to go out there and you're going to get lots of rebounds. You know, we never talked about the points or that kind of stuff. But when she battles for the boards. She battles to the basket to try to get some scores. You know, she's just starting to understand the game and understand where she's needed and how to get to the basket. You know, I'm super proud of her effort tonight.
Absolutely. And, you guys had to like your looks throughout from beyond the perimeter tonight. I thought you had a lot of good looks that for whatever reason just kind of went halfway in and out. It was like that felt like the rim would get smaller at times and then be bigger at times.
You know, down there you could hear the rim just kind of ting. It was like it would hit and you hear it and then it just pops out. You know, it's just, you know, home court advantage. They know how those rims just kind of bounce just that little bit. So if you're not perfect, you know, if it doesn't exactly go through the net, it's going to ping out. So, you know, we just got to do a better job of, you know, when our shots aren't falling, we've got to get to the basket and get some easy shots to get those confidence going.
Well, it was one of those in the first half, you were down 16 and ended up being a 17-point game. So, yeah, I like how your team never gave up and how they fought in the second half, even though they lost the second half by one.
You know, we played a lot better the second half. Our defense was better. We rotated a little better. We were rebounding a lot better. Offensively, we started to attack more. We started to get the ball to the inside. You know, we started doing things that we were trying to get them to do in the first half. It just wasn't happening in the first half. So, you know, we played 32 minutes against this team at home. It's a totally different ball game. You know, we're going to be more focused. We're going to have a heart-to-heart talk to ourselves over break, and you know, we're going to come back and we're going to learn from these two losses and not let that dictate how our season's going to go. We're going to bounce back and we're going to be ready to go.
Well, Coach, thank you for the time again. I know it's a tough one here, but I guess have a good Christmas and we'll see you in 24.
All right, sounds good. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, too.